Who the fuck is that guy?
For mature audiences, the views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Boxing was dumb. What broke him down? Was it just
my body function?
I was hitting with body function. I heard him and he was crying. You're saying Big was crying when you hit him? When did that happen? And clap walk around on. So you knew you had him by that time. I knew you were talking to him and making fun of him.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't sound too good. We're definitely trying to see what we could do to kind of accommodate you guys from Las Vegas. Daniel with me, and he's just cutting his neck. He's not enjoying the audio quality. Never made it public. It's unlisted. It is a good test to see what is what. And it doesn't sound good.
The what?
The call.
What call? No, it's that, bro. They said it. Look, they say it did. Like, the audio, so that's what they do. It's like, they ain't gonna let you rock out for free. They want you to make that purchase.
Let's see.
Yo.
No, I mean, it's worth it, no?
I'll make sure that. My birthday weekend. On birthday weekend. Yeah, that way. Well, that's cool.
Check that link. Yeah. You in there? Like swimwear?
Yo.
What?
I'm shit,
what you mean?
Play some shit.
What? The quality,
bro.
Sounds bad on your end? Stopped it. Yo. What up?
You sound fine, but when you play some shit, it sound like us.
You sound ass. Let's see.
Hold on. See, they went again.
What? I was going to that. That's what you sound as. Oh, it's the outro. What up, though, nigga? Danielio, from Alvarezio. He ain't go see Cornelio. She gonna be mad as hell though. But she got a flat butt. So don't nobody give a fuck. No, freaked out, really. No, dilly.
Bro, it don't sound how it's going, bro.
Word, how it sound? What you talking about?
It's fucking glitching, yo.
Like, what? Let me see that. Into is the champ. Yo. 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 That was all.
Barking.com. What broke it down? Was it?
Starts to fix a bit. Smooth. Messing up. So, nothing wrong, though. Let me see. Cantu.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
The Boxing Voice wants your every lip.
I mean, you know, it is what it is. It ain't the best. But it ain't that bad. What you want to do? Cause we ain't got to do it. I mean, it ain't, you know, ain't gonna be official, so I get it, you know? You know?
Amen.
Waiting. Fuck it, going live. That the meet.
Yup, they doing a special on Sports Time about the meeting.
Nobody cares.
Podcast is intended for mature audience. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
What broke him down? Was it something in body function? I was hitting with body function. I heard him actually crying. You were saying that Big was crying when you were hitting that. And when did that happen? And cracked the field ground off. So you knew you had him by that. Absolutely. I knew you were talking about him.
Damn, I see people in the chat already. The fix is in. TBD, we're back. I'm your host, Nez GTO, chilling from the MGM Park. I would call it a suite. You got two beds. I don't know if you can be in a suite if you got two beds. But what's that audio quality like? Fellas, let us know in the chat. We're trying something new here. So, you know, hopefully we deliver the show without losing any TBB quality. I'm your co-host, my main man from Chicago, the Mexicano himself, Daniel Alvarez, who was actually confused with a Canelo Alvarez brother. Yeah, they was about to give him that green credential because his last name Alvarez.
Yo. I kind of fucked up. Well, I wouldn't say fucked up, but I had my boxing boy shirt on. So I go pick up my credential, and they asked me identification, so I had them on the driver's license. I could have had that all access. Instead, I had limited access to basically what the media gets. But we're here on the road. Well, this is my second home. I live in Queens, Bay. We're going to talk about the fight this weekend, about our shows literally right across the street at Beer Hall. What would you say, Ness? Maybe a 90-second walk from our show to the T-Mobile Arena, where Canelo Triple G will be weighing in tomorrow and fighting on Saturday?
Yeah, about a 60-second walk from my hotel room, so I'm happy. You know, it was good to see Beer House again. We definitely rocked that venue the first time out. And we had Sean and Ken Porter the first time, and they're confirmed to be back this time, so that's cool. Bumped into Tom Lawfer as well, who also confirmed his, attendance at our live show. And Mauricio Suleiman also said he'll come through. And he said he got some swag. He's going to have his nephew shows. But, yeah, man. Hey, look, good weather, right? We got some good breeze. It's not like that typical hot Vegas weather. But I don't know if I feel that big fight excitement or environment. I don't know. I haven't felt it. Not even from your row.
Well, I will say, since you just got here earlier today, I was at the fighter arrivals on Tuesday, and I was at the press conference yesterday. There was definitely more fans in attendance for the fighter arrivals on Tuesday. And obviously the press conference yesterday was the media-only thing, but I guess we'll get a chance to see tomorrow. The rest of PBB is getting here tomorrow. We got a couple of people in today. So we'll be doing the show, two shows tomorrow at Beer House, and we'll obviously be attending the weigh-in. And I guess tomorrow will really be the determining factor, per se, as to is the crowd here, are the fans here, is the excitement really in Las Vegas for this big rematch on Saturday night?
Yeah, man, that's what I want to see. I mean, look, the media came out. There's a lot of media members in attendance for this one. But, I mean, when it comes to who did Canelo and Triple G bring out thus far, I think I've only seen, like Fernando Vargas. We haven't really bumped into anyone.
Like I said, it's still, I'm not going to say still. I do remember, however, last year, perfect example for Mayweather McGregor, the atmosphere was completely dead until Friday, until the day of the weigh-in. So it may be a thing that people are coming in maybe a little bit later. I've seen folks here, fighters, definitely. But I guess we'll really see tomorrow at the weigh-in. I mean, if there's tomorrow, we should really get a good good aspect as to how many fans are really here. The first fight sold out in 9 days. This fight just sold out yesterday. And to be quite frank,
allegedly.
Yeah, I'm a little sold out, but it's the arena. But I'm getting at, there was about 2,000 tickets. We were more than 2,000 tickets available a week ago. And they've been up there for like 2 months, 4th of July. So more than 2 months and now all of a sudden in a week you sell your last 1,000. So you sell 10% in a week, but you couldn't do it in 2 months. I don't know. The first one sold out 9 days. This one took a little less than 2.5 months to sell out.
Come on, man. You sound like all the conspiracy theorists out there saying that Canelo is skinny and doesn't look the way he looked from the first fight. Like, you guys, I feel like everyone is just looking for a reason for this not to do well. Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, you're on record saying you think it's going to do over 2 million, right?
I didn't say 2 million. I didn't say over 2 million.
Well, you opened up. You actually opened up. You actually opened up by saying like.
I could see it, dude.
No, that's not what you said. You let off by saying, "What did Mayweather Canelo do?"
I asked that question, and you said what? 2.4, right?
I did.
And what I said, I think this one's gonna do 2 million. And you said, "Yo, son, the first one did yada yada yada," and I was like, "Yeah, but Takate's doing like a half off rebate for the pay per view, so I this one has a way better card, pay per view card, and on top of that, this one also has a lot of animosity that is drawing people to the fight." So
what animosity?
I won't be surprised if they don't face off at the weigh-in tomorrow. It's clearly animosity. I.
You don't hear it?
Yeah, no, I don't. So there's clearly animosity, but well, I guess we'll see tomorrow at the weigh-in, see what the fans are looking like, and see if they even face off. But this is awful.
Well, I just did get the text from Robert Brandt, who's here. We got a quick hotel sit-down with Robert Brandt, who's going to be going up for another world title shot with Toyota Corolla, Ryota Marotta, top-ranked middleweight. So, yeah, we were just testing this audio. Not the best from what we see. Look, Carlton Palmer says someone taking a shower. No, that's the glitchiness in the audio. But we got an interview to conduct, so we'll be back. Arrivederci. Yeah, nah, I get it. I know what they're doing, though.
Yeah, they want you to
take
them
out,
bro.
They
want to show you that the product can be good.
Yeah.
If you need it to consistently be good.
But the thing is, that's crazy because they said that the free version works for 23 minutes. 23 minutes before you get degraded audio. So, you know, I can't really go off that and say that it's worth $100. Like, if I would have been able to get more tests and connect the phone calls, maybe. Even though we kind of connected the phone calls, but then we got the shower. So maybe it's worth $100. I just ain't got $100 today. I wish I did. I would have bought it. Gotta see if I do have something in the PayPal. Because that's work. I mean, if it works, I don't want to spend $100 and the motherfucker don't work full.
The full version don't work good.
Yeah.
He here for real?
Yeah.
He coming up.
Nah, he in the Starbucks. You want to go down? You want me to bring him up?
Well, we can go down and see what he prefers to do.
You want to bring him up?
I was saying bring him up so I can watch my wifey fight. She said she'd do the show, but obviously she has to come out.
Cool now?
Yeah.
Tell her she ain't wearing no red dress. Type. She ain't
getting... Yo, you literally saw her pussy lips on the thing she was wearing yesterday.
What, she had a band suit?
Yeah, the same. I think she wears the same exact
one. The black one?
No, she had a red one.
Oh, you're talking about...
Because I've seen her wear the red one, like she's fought in Cancun before. And
I'm saying we could find somewhere to sit him down there. Or should I tell him to come up? Tell me now, so I know.
I mean, let's go down and see what he'd rather do. Don't just tell him to come up.
Gonna bring the camera?
Yeah, bring the camera and be like, yo, you want to do it here? You want to do it in the room? I'm just saying, we gotta be professional. Yo se la comi.
What?
I'm jamming out, bro. Don't worry about me.
Let me connect this then. Leave it charging.
Oh, baby, we did it. We got the red panties. Damn, boy, you ate all the M&Ms? Jesus. It's 1,000-to-1 odds for all four pay-per-view fights to end in a knockout. You bet money on that? 1,000-to-1, you ain't bet no money.
You go ahead, though.
You bet $1, you get 1,000 back, bro.
Put it on, homie. Just put it on.
Damn.
Just put it on, Daniel. Just put it on.
How did I get so tight?
I don't know.
Okay. Bro, we do not need 2 pounds.
Yo, this is my life, Ken.
All right, come on. Vámonos, hijo de puta.
I be wanting this shit to like get good bid. Like when I'm using my phone, stabilizes better when I have to